Eric. I'm Jan Lyons, and I'm a producer from Manhattan, Kansas. I am most honored to stand before you and accept the position that you have asked me to take this year, to serve as your president throughout this year. I do not take lightly the trust, the confidence, the expectations that you have placed in me. I promise to you to lead this team with integrity and honesty, to the best of my ability, and to never forget to keep you in mind and with what you have represented to me as what this policy is, and I promise to faithfully represent that to the best of my ability. You know, I want to deliver on the expectations you have. I want to seize this opportunity to take the directions that you have given us here by adopting policy and taking it forward. Along with the team and the crew here, we'll do our best to get the job done and to get those issues completed. You know, you can be confident because you do have a crew. You do have a team that is superb to none. I mean, they are superb, second to none. I want to make sure that that's correct. This team, I will tell you, and I'm not going to belabor the point, but I will tell you, on your behalf, they have been tested, they have been seasoned, they are confident, they are efficient, and not only that, they are professional, and they're dedicated to this industry and to you. They have come into their own. This issue has done something for this organization. 8 years ago, when we began the discussion and we came together with this industry-inclusive idea, who would have thought that this would have been the defining issue that brought us together? There are some visionaries right here in this room, Jim Webb, who thought about this idea, and maybe there are several people here who did conceive of what had to happen and what might happen. But we planned for it, we prepared for it, and we are here today. We are not going to rest on our laurels. You know, you and I are producers, and I know that you're as proud as I am to be involved in providing beef to the world. It is the safest, most wholesome supply of beef that we have. I feel so fortunate to be able to work close to the land. You know, I could really identify with what was being said from this Environmental Stewardship Award winners. And I commend you and I recognize you because you represent all of us. You take our messages to the press and to the consumers and to other producers out there, and you elevate us all to new heights. Thank you on our behalf. At Lyons Ranch, we depend on water sources. And we depend on our prairie grasses to keep us in business. We care for our cattle in the Flint Hills region of Kansas. You know, usually things are pretty good there, but we've been in the drought for several years. This week, while I'd been gone, just happened to be a time when there was an awful lot of things happening, storms, if you will. And I heard this week, I tried to keep in contact, you know, but I've been pretty busy here. Our county was declared a disaster area because we had some ice storms that came through there and some damage. And every time I see somebody here from Kansas, they tell me, "Do you know what it's doing at home today?" And I said, "Don't tell me today." Our survival depends on grass and water. Our survival in this industry depends on our ability to keep providing that safe, wholesome beef supply to the world. You know, we treat those resources like precious jewels. We hold them very closely in our hands and we guard them carefully. We want to pass them on to future generations. Speaking of generations, I would like to introduce to you some of the generations from my family. One very special person to me, a lot of people ask, you know, does Jan have a husband? He never gets out and doesn't get to go with her. And Frank's pretty involved in his business. But I'd like to have my husband, Frank Lyons, stand up. Frank?
Thank you.
Frank has been my partner for near 38 years now. He's the source of my strength. He's my rock. And he's my husband. And he's my partner forever. You know, our operation there consists of three different ranches, and we're closely connected because both of our daughters are involved, and they both have ranches there, too. We work under a joint marketing management arrangement. My daughter Debbie and her husband, Dwayne Blythe, I'd like to have a stand, and their children, my grandchildren. Stand up, kids, all five of them. There's Megan. Megan, wave your hand. Megan, Allison, Trent, Eric, Tyler. Thank you. My daughter Amy, I believe, is back at the hotel room with her oldest boy, who is sick. They were going to be here. But I want to introduce my son-in-law, Carl Langbart, and Trey Langbart. Wave your hand, Trey. Thank you. They take care of the day-to-day management while I'm gone, and recently that's been quite a lot of day-to-days, hasn't it, Carl? Thanks for being here, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the team at home. The crew back there is really struggling. We're calving right now, so they could not be with us, but it certainly takes a lot of people to make things happen. I want to take just a minute and also introduce my sister, Mary Ferguson, her husband, Mike Colvin. They ranch in Kansas. My brother, Rod Ferguson, and his wife, Lori. They have a farm, an Angus farm in Ohio. Really appreciate you all taking the time to be here. My father could not be here. I really wanted him to be here. And Terry, when you were talking earlier today about how these things happen with all of us, how we become involved in this business, we all talk about the people who inspired us, who led us, who directed us, if you will, and gave us the hand up. Many of us talk about our parents and our fathers. My father is that person for me. He always was able to take me with him and encourage me in every way. And certainly he still has Angus cattle back in Ohio. I'm extremely proud of him. And he's telling me that he's hoping he's going to be well enough to come to the convention next year. So he's looking forward to that. So I hope I'll be able to introduce you to him then. We've got these future generations that we're looking toward. We all are. We're looking toward passing on our ranches and our lands to future generations. But that won't happen unless we can keep the demand for our product up, unless we can keep keeping our goals right at the very top to provide the highest quality product. You know, as producers, sometimes we get caught up in the day-to-day activities of ranching. You know, we're amazed at what we have to deal with day-to-day. There's a lot of things we can manage. We manage those. There's a lot of other things we cannot manage. Those storms out there, if you will, those droughts, floods, bad cattle markets, just to name a few. You know, there's a lot of storms in this business also. Things like BSE, things like E. coli, things like things that are happening in Washington. It's critically important that somebody manage those things as well. The good news is, when it comes to managing those things, we are not alone. We've got somebody out there who's looking out for us. We've got somebody out there who's really championing our cause every day of the year. That somebody is NCBA. It is your state cattle organizations. It is your county organizations. And it is your state beef councils. Those people work on our behalf so that we can do what we do. As you know, sometimes what happens on your farm and ranch is only part of what impacts you. Sometimes those things that happen are far away. You know, NCBA was created years ago, 8 years ago to be exact, and it was created to be riding point for this beef industry. It was scheduled, it was conceived of being an industry-inclusive organization. Our predecessor organizations, however, and those that preceded them, were around over 100 years ago. We have a rich tradition in this industry, and don't ever forget it. Our organization has a rich history. The fact that you are here today is indicative that somebody was looking out for future generations years earlier. I will make a prediction that we'll have an organization, NCBA, or a predecessor organization will be around 100 years from now, and they'll be looking out for our future generations in this business and this industry. We have evolved and changed, however, since those early years. That evolution that we've come to involves responsiveness, and I think, Eric, what was done here today indicates that we are responsive. We are inclusive. We understand what it takes to stay in business in a changing industry. Our mission, however, has not changed. Our mission remains the same, and that is working to increase profit opportunities for cattle and beef producers today by enhancing the business climate and by building consumer demand. Those were the same things this organization was addressing 100 years ago. Exactly. There was problems with marketing. There was problems with selling the product and getting it across the country. There was problems with regulations. Very same issues. We're dealing with them in a different way. We believe in the free enterprise system. We believe in a system that was the founding principle, not only of this organization, but it was the founding principle of this government and this country. We believe in market-driven solutions with limited government involvement and appropriate regulation so that we can continue doing business as we choose. We believe in consumer focus. Absolutely. We know, and we have seen the results of what focusing on a vision and delivering can do. We know what it means to target programs to that end, to target to the consumer. That vision is what keeps us going. That long-range plan that was developed is the vision for this industry. That is why we are where we are this year. Many people have said, boy, we've had a good year, and it has been a good year. I would contend, even the last week of this year, even though it was a challenging week, it was a good week. We showed that we could handle and manage an issue that could have been devastating to you and I, could have devastated our operations. Just think about it. If we hadn't gotten out within 15 minutes after the secretary announced in a press conference, if we hadn't gotten out the facts and science about this disease and about the facts that our beef supply is safe, the media would have printed a totally different story. It would have devastated, could have devastated, our pocketbooks and our businesses for years to come. If you just think back a year ago, remember the rumor, and it was only a rumor out of Kansas, and I'm sorry that it was out of Kansas, friends, but it was out of Kansas, a rumor about foot and mouth disease. Nothing to it, but the market took a plunge. We didn't manage that issue right off the bat, but we were able to manage this one. We've shown that we can do that. You know, there's going to be some storms to come. I don't know what they're all going to be, but there will be. Things like animal ID, country of origin labeling, controversies surrounding the beef checkoff are just a few that I might mention for this year. We'll get through these, though, and we'll get through them because we're going to insist that the solutions must be better than the problems. They're going to keep producers front and center and producer interests top of the mind. The fact that the BSE crisis did not devastate us has told us something. We are obviously not over that issue. You know, we can't put, as Chandler would tell me, a mission accomplished banner behind us. But you know what we can do? We know that we're off the front pages right now. That's good news that we're off the front pages. We're going to deal with the aftermath, and we're going to do it in exactly as professional and coordinated state and national partnership as we can do, as we did the initial impact. It took that coordination, and I don't want to miss this point, and I know it makes it a little bit longer, but I don't want to miss this point. It took tremendous state, national coordination. It took industry partners with the beef checkoff. It took checkoff dollars. It took member dollars, significant member dollars, and it took non-member revenue as well. It takes dollars to do those kinds of things, but we'll find it because we have to. Our future depends on it. We'll go forth with a coordinated industry. We're going to continue to seize the opportunity that this challenge has provided, because with every challenge, I'm convinced there are opportunities. We will be strengthened and unified as we go forward because of it. Our trading partners out there, we have some issues, I will tell you. Our relationships with our trading partners have become extremely important. For a long time, we have traded with Mexico over 100 years and with Canada. We will resume that relationship, I will tell you. Canada, I know I've got some good friends from Canada here. We've strengthened those relationships. And Neil Yonke, you're here someplace with Dennis and others. I'm not sure where you are right now, but there he is. You know, they've been through an awful lot up there, and we feel for them. We know what you're dealing with. They have continued to trade with us just like they did before. We will look towards science and risk as we go forth and reestablish these trading relationships. Now is not the time to turn inward and become protectionist. We've got to look beyond our borders, guys. We've got to look for our opportunities to sell our product beyond our borders. 95% of consumers live outside the borders of the United States. Why would we not want to provide all of those with the most safe, wholesome beef supply, beef product in the world? They've got to eat. And as their sources of funding, as their dollars and economies grow, they have the opportunity to afford it. We must continue that. If you and I are going to be able to pass our ranches on to future generations, we have to grow this industry. That growth, the key to that growth, is globalization and looking beyond. We must look outward. Like the presidents who have stood here before me, and I really don't take that lightly, I will tell you. The presidents who have stood here before me have believed in their ability to find solutions in making a difference to this industry. But the one thing that they have believed in is that we must work together. We must unify if we are to be effective. Our past and present and has demonstrated that that works. And our future demands it. I would call on those to put aside our differences. You know, we've got to address our challenges for the future together. 100 years from now, our descendants are still going to be involved in this cattle business. As you've sat here today and you've listened throughout this convention, you've had the opportunity to participate in this process. This process of bringing forth the directions that you want from us, from the leadership, from the staff, and from this industry. We take that with us as our marching orders. I believe in the process. I believe in you. I want to tell you I'm excited about the year ahead. Jim McDonald or whatever it is, McMuffin or whatever, Jim. I'm real excited. And Mike John and the whole officer team, I'm very excited. It's a team. It is a team effort. Nobody does this alone. It takes a lot of support. Terry, I've said it. I'm looking forward to the year, the challenges ahead. I tremendously respect you and admire you, and I know you've got this industry at heart. We've got a good year ahead. I look to our partners, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Nelson Curry, Allen, Feiger, Jay O'Brien. I look to our other partners. You know, nobody does this alone, and we're going to make it happen together. I'd like to ask something, though, of each of you here in this room, because I think it's important that you understand very clearly this is your organization. Just as NCBA rides point for this industry, I want each of you to ride point, and I want you to ride point for NCBA. We cannot mount the kind of campaigns we have without dollars. Dollars comes from membership. It comes from sponsorships. It comes from a lot of sources, and it comes from the checkoff as well. I would like to have each of you make a pledge, if you would, and take seize the reins of this organization and ride point and go out there and sell. If you believe in this organization, go out and sell it. And so I thank you, each of you, for coming here and taking the time away from home so that you could participate in this process, because obviously you believe in the process too. Together, we will make it happen, and I thank you for allowing me to be part of the process.
Anything else? Anything else? Is this?